Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Today's show is over. We turned the mics on, but before we came on, Raymundo was telling me, Raymundo, turn your mic on for a second, because I would have talked about this on the show today, but we didn't get to it. That you have a buddy, does he work at a school, and he's telling you what they're installing in the bathrooms?
No, he does the installation for...
Oh, so he's literally working at the school.
Yeah.
And what are they, listen to this, Amy, what are they installing in the school bathrooms?
Well, and it hasn't even been just their only request. They've had multiple in the city, and he said that these vaping detectors, so they put them in there because kids are going in there and vaping, and it's really undetected, so kids can just go and smoke. Teachers can't follow them in the bathroom. They get away with it, but now with the vaping detectors, an alarm will go off, so then teachers will know they're vaping.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I didn't think about that, because if you vape, there really isn't...
Yeah.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's one of their more popular requests right now from schools.
I believe that. And kids don't need to be vaping anyway. I keep seeing, I mean,
nobody needs to be vaping.
If you watch the news, there's all so many dangerous reports. I can't even believe it.
It's crazy. We're going, smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, just go ahead and smoke the cigarettes. Don't vape.
No.
Just kidding.
But yeah, like they're like, the vaping is so bad for your lungs. Like all these people are getting like super serious vaping illnesses.
Yeah.
When I get on Instagram sometimes, randomly I'll post something. Like just a picture, maybe check this out. And people will go, record Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's starting to be a grassroots demand
for Tuesday.
For us to record Tuesday.
The song.
Real
now, I'm not promoting it. I just said we never recorded the song because we didn't feel like there was a place for it in the world. But guess who cares about Tuesday? Which is why we wrote this song. And so, I mean, Raymundo, give me that beat. We haven't recorded it yet. But this is the jam that we sing on Tuesday.
Come on.
Tuesday. The best day of the week. You all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday. So happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes. A super bingo with 9. I don't know how you do your Tuesday. This is how I do mine. The sun comes up. There's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesdays. This is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba in the morning. Every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on. Time to head to the Y. Let's go.
Tuesday. H-O-A. Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Do it again now.
Tuesday. Brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Here we go. I go to Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday. Go!
Tuesday.
H-O-A Tuesday.
Housewives gone booze day.
I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Do it, Amy, go!
Tuesday.
Brown cow goes
moose day.
Eat some
cashews day.
She just talking about Tuesday. We out. Rap. Thank you very much. Got that in.
Nice.
Feel pretty good about that. We ain't taken to the studio yet. There's a whole other second verse I don't ever do. It's like Garth's verse.
You don't like it?
Well, I don't think the song needs to be 3 minutes. You know how Thunder Rolls?
Yeah. Oh, the hidden verse.
The hidden verse.
Yeah, you only do it live.
And I've done it before, but it's like, it's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all, but I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call.
Yeah, no, that one's good.
Yeah, keep it going.
I like it.
Really?
Yes.
Although...
Go ahead.
My favorite line is, I came out of my mom on a Tuesday.
Yeah. That's a good one too. I like that one. We laughed. We made that one up. And then it's my after work plans. I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water, adding me some cayenne, pebbles and bam bam. I watch them C-SPAN. And then it's 2-for-1 of Sonic with a Coney in each hand.
Tuesday. You know,
this feels a little long. Maybe we do just the recycling one, drop the second half of it, and go back
but
to the
conference call part's really good.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know
I'm
where
not
it's
dropping
split.
Came out of my mom on Tuesday.
Oh, no
the
way.
The censors will be like, you can't talk about coming out of a vagina.
You're like, watch me.
But I'm like, yes, I can. It's natural.
That's right.
Yeah. Clinical. Yeah.
Organic.
We were at the Raging Idiot show, and somebody's like, are you gonna perform Tuesday? We're like, we don't even really have a beat for it.
We don't.
It's not even written on a real document on my computer. This is called a one doc. This is like the program it comes with before you put on Microsoft Word.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. I use that. It's weird.
Yeah.
So what's that beat?
I don't know. Raymundo, what's that beat you
sounds
just throw
like
up?
Sounds like Eminem.
I think it's Eminem.
Yeah. Oh, is okay. That what it is? Do you have another beat? Let's see if it works with another beat. Because we'd have to get our own beat, obviously.
Yeah, we can't use that one.
Yeah. We're about to hit today's show. I'm in Washington, D.C. again today for the last time.
I had the time of my life.
See if we have another one here. Let's see if it works.
And I owe it all to you.
Hey, thank you guys. Be sure to check out the new Bobbycast with Rodney Clausen. Written so many number ones. So, I mean, from Blake to Aldean to, which by the way, I won't spoil it. We'll mention it tomorrow. But Rodney Clausen, big songwriter, was a high school basketball coach for someone else who's had a bunch of number ones.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. He was his high school basketball coach. And this person goes off and becomes big. And then Rodney Clausen starts writing number ones. You have another beat?
Old Town Road.
Let's see if it works. This probably won't.
No, that's going to be hard.
You almost have to sing it to the Old Town Road.
Yes.
You just have a straight ahead beat of any type.
I don't know. I'm going
to have to go. We're just waiting. Just type in hip-hop beat.
Like sick beat.
No, don't type in sick beat.
Oh, no, none of that. No. Okay. No.
It's what it is. It's a big library, and you just have to hit keywords of something that will be
okay.
Or instrumental. Raymundo would be one to type in.
Or karaoke.
No, not karaoke.
Oh,
no one puts in stuff as karaoke, really, in this system. Do you see anything on instrumental over there?
I'm scrolling. These aren't going to work. Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog.
That's Elvis.
9 to 5.
But they're instrumentals.
Rock.
Yeah.
Smack That.
No hip-hop instrumental?
Smack okay. That, maybe.
I mean, you could do it to this, but you just
Tuesday.
Hear that.
Wait. Try this one, Bones.
Tuesday.
Changes the whole song completely.
Tuesday, HOA Tuesday, Housewives, gonna booze day, talking. Just sing it right.
That won't work.
All right, anyway, there you go. Enjoy today's show. I hope you like it, and appreciate you being part of the team. Follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and we'll see you guys. Bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's see. Let's start off a little What's the Haps here. Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
See what's happening in everybody's life. Amy, what's the Haps?
Man, this is just the worst. Like, I took a compliment, but it wasn't for me. And it was so embarrassing.
Oh, what happened?
Like, I was standing at, you know, at like a in line, and the person checking out like had really funky hair, like blue. And then someone walked up behind me in line and had really funky hair, like purple. So obviously she liked the person's hair. And so she was like, I love your hair. And I just thought she was talking to me. And I turned around and I say, thank you. And then she was like, no, I'm just talking to them.
Oh, she actually said no, though. She just didn't let you run with it.
I mean, I kind of figured it out. Once I saw her hair and I looked, I saw the blue and the purple and they were bonding over their colored hair. And I was not in the mix. I realized, and I kind of owned it, and just was like, that was not for me, was it? I was like, this is awkward. I just assumed you were complimenting my hair. I was trying to be kind, because like, if she complimented my hair and I didn't say thank you, then I would be rude. But instead, it wasn't even for me. So it was just one of those weird moments.
Did you just leave?
I mean, yeah, I walked away. I was done. I had to go to the bathroom. I mean, I was done. I was leaving, went to the bathroom. It was over, but I just felt silly. So that was what was something that happens with me.
Well, let me say that your hair looks great today.
Thank you.
Mike D. Oh, no, sorry. That was for Mike. I was looking at Mike D.
See, that's how quickly it went.
What's the hats?
What's the hats with you?
Well, so even some of my friends that aren't frou-frou do what they call like this intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Not really something that I would normally do. I try not to get on the frou-frou train or the trendy diets. But even Eddie's wife fasts a little bit for religious reasons.
She does. Yeah, and she talks very highly about it.
And so people say, you know, when you fast, if I'm getting this right, because just started the last couple days, fasting isn't really the term that I would use. It's just you only have an 8-hour window to eat. You just can eat during the 8 hours. Then the other rest of the day, your body's like breaking down the stuff and digesting it. And so I'm reading this and people go, oh, you think better whenever you're not full and you just have this little time to eat. And so I'm kind of roll my eyes. But then, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Something doesn't have to do with fasting, but they say, experts say don't eat before you make a major decision. Because when you have an empty stomach, you think so much better. Do you know that?
I've heard that in relation to the fasting, yes.
You're more likely to make smarter decisions on an empty stomach because your brain and body goes into survival mode. So if you don't have a bunch of food, if you have food in your belly, you're like fat and happy and lazy. Like, don't got to think much.
Whatever.
Apparently, right? You make decisions for the most part without emotions and without playing it safe. You're forced to cut to the chase and make the most advantageous decision in the shortest amount of time. So they just have to do with each other because
people say you fast, you think better. And then this whole story has nothing to do with fasting, but they're like, hey, if your belly's empty, you actually make better decisions, clearer decisions. Anyway, that was interesting.
Yeah, that's
I'm trying this out. I'll let you know if it works. I'm just not a big trendy diet guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is trendy or not. And I don't call it intermittent fasting. I just don't. I only eat for 8 hours and then I'm done. Apparently, you sleep better because your body's not trying to break down food as you're sleeping because you didn't eat dinner at 8 o'clock. So I'm eating at 9 a.m. No breakfast before the show. 9 a.m.
So, yeah, what's your window?
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
And then 8 hours after that, which is 5. So after 5 p.m., no food.
Whew.
Don't really know the rest of the rules, but that's what I'm doing right now.
Those are the rules, and you pick the window.
But can I eat whatever I want the whole time?
I mean, it's not
candy, Nerds, Starburst?
That's where they say people mess up with intermittent fasting. They think that they can just like go crazy and do whatever. But no, I mean, obviously you should fuel your body properly.
Oh, that's what's the haps with me. Hey,
what's the haps?
Lunchbox.
I have a bad relationship with technology, and every time I stream something on the TV, Netflix, it freezes up all the time. And I just thought it was technology hating me. So after about 7 months, I finally called the cable company and they're like, let me run a diagnosis. And they run, they go, oh, your box is corrupt. So the repairman comes today to finally fix it. And I just thought it was me this whole time.
That taking your box, you ever have to take your box back to the, it's the worst,
I mean, it's been a minute since I've done that, but it is the worst.
One, it takes forever and you got to wait. We'll be there between noon and 6 p.m.
Oh, frustrating.
And then secondly, if you have to go back, you have to sit in line forever. Yeah, your life will change so much for the better if you get this back and you can stream stuff normally. Well, how wimpy are we now? We're like, oh, that's the worst.
The box.
When you can't stream a Netflix. Like the pilgrims are just trying not to die as they come across and we're like, oh. All right. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
One final one over to our video producer, Eddie.
Man, I get really excited these days when I find a good recipe for something. And I nailed Nashville hot chicken the other day. Like, I found one online and I made it. And it's funny because I thought about the time you said, man, you've been craving some fried chicken. And now that I've mastered the Nashville hot chicken, I think we should set something up and do a dinner at your house with fried chicken.
Oh, you're going to cook all the fried chicken?
Yeah, I'll do it.
And he will do it because anytime we've had a big party at the house, Eddie grills out.
He's been the master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of his thing.
Now, this is really spicy.
I'm just not into super spicy stuff.
Okay. We can make it mildy.
Is your spicy thing genetic?
I didn't eat spicy stuff. Yes, my parents and everything, as being Hispanic, we love spicy stuff, but I hated spicy stuff until the last, 2 years of my life, 3 years ago. Now I love it. Everything. Hot sauce on everything.
I don't even know that I meant Hispanic genetic. I just mean I wonder if that's a genetic thing. If your
liking
parents
hot
love
sauce.
Spicy, like if that part is appealing to your taste buds, if that kind of gets passed down.
Yeah.
You? No. Your parents?
I like spicy. I think my parents like more. I have gone the opposite of Eddie. Like, I used to love spicy things, and now I'm like, ugh, I just want mild. I don't mind a little bit of spice, but I don't want it to be super hot, and I used to love that.
Have your taste buds changed at all? Mm-hmm. And you start to go, man, because I used to just hate onions. Still don't love them, but now I can kind of tolerate them at times. I've just felt my taste buds change.
That's definitely a thing.
As I've grown older.
Yeah.
I feel like everything's changed on me.
Oh, your whole body just...
Like every 7 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something's happening.
Hey, listen. Hey! That's what's
up. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
That music, please, Raymundo. Today, we will be drafting greatest inventions. Morgan number 2 has the first overall pick in the draft, and it is a snake draft, so we'll go down the line and then go backward in the second round.
Woo.
Are we ready for greatest inventions? Everybody's got their sheets up.
We're ready.
This could be anything. That's the beauty of a draft like this.
Anything.
It could be anything. Lunchbox will not take part in this draft. He finished last on the last draft. And with the first overall pick in the inventions draft. Why do you look like that, Morgan number 2?
Because Eddie's trying to cheat.
He is. He's trying to look at her computer.
Oh, I'm not.
You will be docked around.
Wow. I'm not. I'm making her think I am.
Wow. Morgan number 2. What is the first overall pick in the greatest inventions draft?
Well, this hasn't been around for so, so long, but it's a really big deal. The smartphone.
It's good.
The smartphone. So that is that all phone?
That's iPhone, so Android, Android, all of the phones. Is that smartphones?
Just smart. What about dumb phones?
No. Just smart.
So rotary is still on the board.
Right. The telephone is still on the board.
Okay. That's a good pick. Smartphone, good pick. Raymundo,
Well, you think about that. You have the next pick in the inventions draft.
Mm-hmm. Give me the invention of the internet.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I was sitting on right there. I was hoping to get that first round right there. Okay. So the phone and the internet. Okay. With my first pick, it's tough because it could be anything. So we've cut out the iPhone, and that's Wi-Fi. All that's gone, right?
Yeah, because that would be the internet and smartphone.
I guess it can be whatever you want.
Well, okay. We're just going to keep taking these.
I'm going to go with the invention of the car. I'm going to go with the car.
It's solid.
It's just, you know.
It's really good.
We all have it.
I'm just going to go with the car.
It's Amy? Really good. I love the car. I got to go with Netflix.
Interesting.
Okay.
Oh.
I do love Netflix. It's on my list.
Well, yeah. I mean, y'all took phone and car.
And that was it. There were no more inventions.
There's a lot.
Amy's like, I ran out. That was my whole list. Eddie, coming over to you.
Guys, you missed out big on the airplane.
Well, I mean,
Give me airplane.
I don't think anybody missed out on anything.
Airplane. I have airplane on my list, Eddie, but not everybody.
Eddie, you didn't
flies.
Go. You weren't the only one that thought of the airplane.
I thought I was.
Okay. So in the first round, the greatest inventions. Morgan number two has smartphone. Raymundo has the internet. I have the car. Amy has Netflix.
Yeah.
And
you know that's legit.
But Netflix versus the airplane?
Come on.
Hey, everybody watches Netflix, not everybody flies.
Okay, or the car. How about Netflix versus the car?
Somebody took the car.
I know. Okay, oh, good point.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Eddie, you have the first pick of the second round. Greatest inventions. Go ahead.
I'm ready. I cannot imagine this life without the toilet.
Oh!
Can you imagine how dirty this place would be?
I actually have visited places that don't have a toilet, and yes, it is a great invention, but I think we could get by without it.
Jerry, Amy, Jerry,
we could
Jerry.
Get by without Netflix.
That's my point. That's my point, is like, would you choose a hole in the ground or Netflix?
Got her.
Which would you choose? It's really hard if you think about it.
Okay. Amy, you're up next. The greatest invention draft.
Golly, see, this is not where it gets really, really, really hard. So we have the smartphone. We have all the things. So, I mean, this one, I thought this would go first round because it's like super great to have. Shoot. I don't know. This is so hard.
Just go Amazon.
I have it. Fine.
Go with earbuds.
No, I'm going with Amazon Prime because that's how I get anything to my door.
You know what? She's got her brand
here.
Yes, she
does.
She's dialed in. She's going to live or die on the hill of technology.
Like, could you imagine? I did
Good
imagine
point.
My life.
Yeah. It's either going to be awesome or really bad for you.
Yeah, she's into it.
Okay, airplane.
And toilet.
No, he would.
I know they're actually really good.
Like Eddie's on the hill of he's going with the basics.
Solid, like the
And Amy's going with technology.
Yes.
You guys definitely have your lane here.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest inventions of all time.
What you got, Bones?
Well, I'm up next in the second round. See, the thing is, like, the internet kind of takes some of the sting away from picking the computer.
Exactly.
Right?
And so does a smartphone, because you even say yourself you use your phone more than your computer. So
a computer is useful without the internet.
Absolutely. But I think, though, in my mind as I'm doing this, since the internet's been taken and so many people use the computer for the internet, a little bit of that's taken.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, since I have the car, I'm going to go with electricity.
I mean, that's huge. That's
huge. We wouldn't be able to have Netflix without electricity.
Right. I'm going
to
go. I know it's not the most glamorous pick.
I mean, but it covers everything.
The car and electricity are my two picks so far. Raymundo.
It's been around for a while. The light bulb. Okay, give me the light bulb.
Is that electricity?
You know, it can be. You can say whatever you want. It's up to the listeners to kind of pick and decide.
But I might do headlights then.
Pagers were pretty awesome back in the day.
Morgan number two. You have the smartphone as your first pick. Bobby Bone Show draft of the greatest inventions.
I'm going to go currency.
Money. All right.
Okay.
Why are you laughing at that?
No. I was laughing at one of my picks.
No, you were laughing at her.
I was.
Why would you laugh at that though? It's not a glamorous pick, sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't see money in the invention convention, you know what I mean?
It was created.
That's right.
Everything's an invention.
All right.
Your bad attitude's an invention, Eddie. Yeah, I'm not drafting that one.
Yeah, you're probably better off, yeah.
All right, Morgan, number two, you have the final pick. Here you go.
Wait, no, I do, right?
No, she has the final. She has
then it goes back to me.
Third round.
That's
what you get for right. laughing. Yeah. I'm going to go Target.
Okay, that's good. Target, that's fun. Amy doesn't like that. Why are you guys hating on each other?
I love Target, but I don't know why you think Target's good and Amazon's not.
I didn't say Amazon wasn't. Hater.
You kind of did hate on me.
No, I said you nailed your brand of technology.
Okay.
Dang, you guys get mean during this. I'm here having a good time.
We're competitive.
Just hanging out.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, always?
Just smiling.
Okay.
Day's a good day.
Yeah.
Raimundo, you have the internet and the light bulb. What is your third invention?
I would like radio.
Oh, come on! That's a good one! That's a good one. Wow, you get an applause from the entire group.
Because everyone's using that right now.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe they're using the internet to listen on there. That he also picked. Okay, my two picks are the car and electricity. Like, I don't know how you can beat those.
Yeah.
They're pretty big.
Like, glasses or bifocals would be one. Ooh. Like, it'd improve vision.
Ooh.
Something medical. You know, I could go there. Like, I could pick Xanax. It was an invention.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that works.
That's actually, you know, it's chemical.
I thought about tampons.
Yeah, no, it's actually a great one.
I know.
I'm going to go with the invention of country music.
My gosh. Crazy. This is ridiculous.
I got the car, electricity, and country music. The greatest inventions of all time. Amy.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if I should stick with my theme of like Netflix, Amazon, and go like straight Instagram because, or like social media. Because like I met one of my best friends on Twitter. Like, that's crazy to me. Well, Bobby met her and then we met her. It was just like a whole thing. Like, it's crazy. Social media is awesome, but also annoying. So, man, but ice cream is so good.
Oh, solid. Here's the thing. Don't laugh at me for picking country music if you pick ice cream.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
What?
You can pick whatever you want. You can. I agree. They're all, anything counts as this. But you snickered when I picked country music. I watched you.
Uh-uh.
Just because you're not as big a country music fan as I am.
Uh-uh, it wasn't
kind of because you hate country music? Is that what you're saying?
I love country music. Mm. Should I be thankful for the invention of George Strait?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Who invented him?
His parents.
Oh, my
God. This could be anything.
This is ridiculous.
It could be anything. That's right. Go ahead.
I
should have picked the invention of Amy. I don't know why I didn't do that.
Oh, you wouldn't, because then it would have been really depressing if you lost.
My God.
Go ahead, Amy, you're up.
Shoot, now I don't know if I should go with George Strait ice cream or tampons.
They're all
that's
really
often
good.
What I think at the grocery store. I've only got money for one. Should I buy George Strait ice cream or tampons?
Okay, fine. Bobby, just to give you that I did not snicker at yours.
No, don't pick because of me. Now you're trying to pander.
No,
back to
I'm
my
not,
country
but I
music
didn't
people.
Snicker at country music.
Go ahead. You have Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Right.
What is your third pick?
Netflix, Amazon Prime. I feel like if I pick tampons, like a lot of guys aren't going to vote for me because they don't understand what a blessing they are. So I'll go with ice cream.
What? All right.
Wait, why is ice cream not good?
I'm not laughing.
I think it's a good. Listen,
I like it.
There isn't a bad. He finished last time.
Yeah.
That's right, but I'm in the lead. Don't worry about it. I'm over there in the lead. In the lead.
So the person in the lead wouldn't choose. What would you choose?
Eddie?
I wouldn't choose ice cream.
You're up, Eddie.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I have. Whew. This is really hard, but I'm going to have to go something that I use every day. Mm. It's one of my favorite things in my house. It's the television. Yeah! The TV!
That's good.
I mean, with the internet
and computer and stuff, I had it.
I couldn't go TV, though.
Oh, you couldn't?
But again, here's the thing we learned about this game. Nobody knows.
You're right.
Everybody thinks they win and they lose. Okay, let's see. Let me read the inventions. Morgan number two. Here we go. Morgan number two has the smartphone, money, and Target.
Whoop, whoop.
Raimundo has the internet, the light bulb, and radio.
Yeah!
Pretty good.
Pretty solid list.
Very traditional.
I have the car, electricity, and everybody that loves country music is going to vote for me in this one.
It's pretty good.
Amy has Netflix, Amazon Prime, and ice cream.
Yeah.
I think yours is pretty good.
Thank you.
And then Eddie has airplane, the toilet, and the TV.
Come on, it's my
solid
life.
Solid two. You take away any of these, we're all screwed. Just that's one of these, saying. We're all screwed. This might have been the most fun one ever because it could have been anything.
I like it.
There you go. Vote at bobbybones.com and pick the one that you would like to see win. There you have it.
Did you know that the first ice cream was
made in China in
600 AD?
That's why I'm not voting for it. I vote for America, like country music. I'm for USA.
USA. USA. Okay. USA. USA. Toilets.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
In New Orleans, the search continues for that worker after that Hard Rock Hotel collapse. In other news, California has become the first state to push back school start times. Now high schools are banned from ringing the first bell before 8:30 a.m. And finally, Netflix announced it's no longer going to work on older Roku models starting on December 1st, so heads up on that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Lunchbox, what happened?
So I had a paid appearance for work. It's been on the schedule for a month, and I get dressed up, go, show up. I'm ready to get paid, be there for a few hours. And I show up and there's no one there. And I call and I'm like, hey.
Wait, what do you mean no one there? Like they shut the business down? No one there?
No one from our station. Okay. Like no one's there. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm here. And so I call and they're like, oh, no, that was canceled. No one got that information to you?
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, that does.
And I'm like, no. So, A, I gave up, you know, other plans. I got dressed up, drove across town. I'm there, ready to go, all dressed to the nines. And it got canceled and no one told me. So my belief is that's their fault. They should still pay me.
Who didn't tell you? Was it a salesperson?
Yeah.
What kind of place was it?
Furniture.
Why did you do that?
And why were you dressed to the nines at a furniture place?
Well, because I'm making an appearance for the station.
But it wasn't like suit and tie.
No,
that's
suit
what
and tie.
I pictured.
No,
too,
he's
nines.
Just building it. That's now he's like
button-up shirt, you know? Jeans, nice shoes. You know, when I want to look good when I show up to these work events, and I'm representing the company, and I'm there. I'm spending 2 hours and fought traffic. You know, it's 5 o'clock, 5 to 7 p.m.
That stinks.
That's so bad.
And there's no one there.
Did anyone apologize to you?
They're like, oh, I guess.
Who's
you never
they? They are the one person that messed up.
Well, no, I haven't even talked to the person that messed up. I called promotions because someone from the promotion team is supposed to be there. And she's like, oh, no, that was canceled. You didn't know about that? So I don't even know who forgot if it was the salesperson that was supposed to tell me promotions. But whoever it was didn't tell me, but I was there.
And did you go and talk to the people that run the store? Was there a whole awkward thing? Or like, I'm here for radio.
Oh, I walked in. I was like, hey, where is the radio station set up? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, okay. And so
this
I was like,
so awkward.
And I was like, no, we're supposed to be here for 2 hours. And they're like, I don't think so. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I'll just call them real quick. And then I called them and then I left the store and I never went back in to tell them, yeah, you're right. Because I didn't want to embarrass myself even more. Mm. So I was just like, okay, got back in the car and drove home and like, okay.
Okay, Amy, should he be paid his full rate?
Gosh, that's so hard. Because I don't know whose pocket it comes from. Because if the client canceled it, then they're not paying the station
they're
the money.
Not paying,
so
right.
Then who pays the money?
Who do you think pays the money? Who do you want it from?
I'd like it from the company but if the business, you know, canceled, then I need it from our company.
Well, yeah, that
or
business
who didn't whoever didn't tell me, they should pay me.
So out of their pocket? Wow.
It would, it'll teach them that you can't do that.
No, I mean, I think it's just an unfortunate mistake. Like, I don't think you're going to get any money back, but I do feel like if that person, whoever messed up, if they came forward and were able to, like, just genuinely apologize and then make it up to you, like,
and drop me a check.
With a gift card or, like, hey, I brought you some cookies or donuts or, like, you know, treat, something like that.
Cookies don't
like, here's
the
a
lights.
Massage. Like, I don't know. Like, there's something because that is a bummer, but you're not going to get paid. No.
I think you could get a little something, honestly. I think you could go and say, hey, this is a part of my schedule that I blocked out for this event. I showed up. I don't think they're going to give you full because you didn't actually do the work. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you should expect full because you didn't do the work. However, you did show up. I think you could probably get half of it.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
I think you probably go to
but
the company.
But whose pocket do you think it comes from?
Probably from the company.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The local company.
Or the
ours.
Hour.
Okay, oh, man. Okay. I hope somebody doesn't lose
their
job. They
probably take it out of the salesperson's commission.
Oh. Ooh.
Somebody who messed up, it just depends how much you want to push it. Me, this is what I would do. I would go, hey, guys, I showed up and there was nothing here. Like, what's up? And if they said, oh, we're really sorry. And I'm like, okay, well, make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else. Like, that's how I would handle it.
Like let's you guys need to learn from this.
You guys got to be on it. Let's learn from this. Make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else. Like, we're good, but it shouldn't happen again. That's what I would want to happen. What do you want to happen?
I'd like full pay, but I mean, I go in expecting full pay, but if they offer half, I'll settle.
Oh, you'll settle.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down to settle because right now I've got zero except for wasted time, wasted gas, and wasted outfit.
Okay, this is what I would encourage you to do. But you can still wear the outfit again.
Yeah, I can, but...
You go into Gator, our program director's office.
Okay.
With a hidden mic on.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And you explain that...
Very professional.
That you went and showed up, and you somehow should be compensated for your time and energy.
All right.
And you settle for half.
Okay. I'll be really hard about it and be like, look.
No. I think don't negotiate going in hard. Because I can just go no.
Okay.
You don't have any leverage. You have no leverage, by the way.
Oh. Thought I had leverage because I went.
No.
Oh. I've gone before and they've messed up. And
you should like double, triple check your email and text and make
sure
that
they didn't. That's true because
that
you don't check email.
That they didn't cancel and you just didn't see it.
Oh, no. Trust me. There was no email.
Okay.
Go in. Hidden mic it up.
Oh, yeah. Record it.
Yeah.
And then find out. And I bet you can get half the pay.
Like it.
Okay. And then... Couple days, whenever you get it, check back.
All right, I'll bring back that audio, and I'll bring back a check too.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
And you'll share with all of us for giving you the advice.
Probably not.
The Bobby Bones Show.
At JC in Illinois is on the phone. Hey, JC, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Bobby. What's up?
Good morning. What can I help you with?
Okay, so I have a question about tipping, and I figured you were the guy to ask. Earlier this week, I did like the Walmart grocery pickup. And I didn't tip the guy that, like, put the groceries in my cart. And then later that evening and, like, the next day, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, should I have tipped him? Did he think, what is this lady doing not tipping me? So I just kind of wanted to see what you thought about that because it's relatively new. And, like, how much should I have tipped him if I should have?
First of all, I don't think he was sitting at home going, that one lady who didn't tip me. You know, I do think as someone, I used to work at Hobby Lobby and I would take carts of stuff out for people. They weren't supposed to tip me. But if they did give me a couple bucks, it always made life a little easier for me. Because again, when I had that job, it wasn't like all my bills were easily covered. So my answer would be, you don't have to tip there. However, if you do have a couple bucks, it's always good to tip anybody if you can, just because it's going to help somebody, you know, day to day, help them get the gas, you know, help them get some food.
Right.
So I'm going to say you shouldn't feel guilty, but use this as a learning experience as next time if you go, if someone has to actually, you know, put some effort in, you know, why not if you can? You don't have to. I'm going to say that again. You don't have to. But just in general, I try, because again, I worked as a waiter for a long time. I worked at Hobby Lobby. I had jobs where I kind of lived on the generosity of other folks. And so I know what it's like to be in that situation. Have you ever worked as anything that had to get tips before?
Yeah, for sure. When I was in high school and even just a couple years out of high school, I waited tables for a long time. So I know in that situation, like, you're expected to tip. So then I feel bad when I don't tip people. So that's why I had the question.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to settle on. Okay, are you ready? You should not feel guilty. You did not have to tip. The guy loading up your car did not put your face on a dartboard and throw darts at you later that night. I can assure you. However, if you are going to, just in general with life, if someone's going to give you some assistance and they're working, if you do have a couple of bucks, it would be nice if you could, you know, slide them over a couple bucks.
Gotcha. That's helpful. And you don't think, like, just a couple bucks, if I pull a couple ones on my wallet, that's offensive to him?
Are you kidding me? If you gave me a couple bucks right now, I'll be like, JC, you're my best friend. It's awesome. No, it's never offensive.
Reassuring.
Generosity is never offensive.
That is definitely helpful. And next time, I'll just, whatever I have in my wallet, if it's $2 or $3, I'll for sure tip because I can.
All right. And you know what you could do? You could actually make it up to somebody and go and double up and be like, I didn't tip the last guy, but you get double this time. And then your soul is cleansed. Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, you got to cleanse that soul.
Definitely try that.
All right, don't feel bad, JC.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, see you later. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood says she has her best performances when she's lost in songs. She says she uses her whole body and has involuntary body spasms when she sings, but never notices it until she watches back performances. Maren Morris shared a video on her social media of her and her husband performing a song together. The caption quoted Carrie Fisher saying, "Take your broken heart, make it into art."
Without you, what would this world do?
A new documentary is being made about the 9-to-5 movie starring Dolly Parton. It's called Still Working 9-to-5, and it will look back at the legacy of the movie and feature interviews from Dolly and the other big stars in the movie. They hope to have it out next year in time for the movie's 40-year anniversary. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this nurse in Long Island, New York. Her name is Nina, and she started going to Haiti about 6 years ago and realized that a lot of kids at the orphanage she was visiting ate a lot of just rice and pasta, like just carbs, until they were full. So she started to send monthly care packages and like fundraising money, you know, to send the delivery of food down there, making sure they got vegetables and meat. So they get like chicken, eggs, mangoes, watermelon, spinach, and she's continuing to raise money to keep that food delivered throughout the year for them.
Did you find that that's all your kids when they were in the orphanage, that that's all they were eating too?
Predominantly, yes. Yeah, because I mean, it's just the easy way to get calories.
Have you noticed a growth in them with nutrition since they've come to the States?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it plays in a role in what I've seen growing wise, but even their skin color has gotten darker. Their hair color has gotten darker. There's like a brown tint to their hair. You'll notice it on kids that are malnourished. It's kind of like a reddish instead of black, and their hair is typically black. But you'll see that red tint, and that's what that means, or their skin isn't as dark and vibrant as it should be, and I'm seeing their skin darken and their hair darken.
So. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for her.
Good for Nina. Love that.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Canada. Someone came home to find their house had been broken into, rummaged through. They go out in the garage, and they're like, man, what's that? Is that a cell phone? Oh, and that's a credit card. Guy that broke into the house dropped his cell phone and credit card in the garage.
Wow. Uh-oh. I wonder if you get home and you realize it's gone, if you freak out and try to go back, or you just pray that nobody finds it in near the house. Like, you go back home, you're like, yeah, I got my loot. This is going to be great. And then you realize, oh, crap, where's my cell phone? Do you think you freak out?
Yeah.
Or you just think, maybe I didn't drop it in the house. Maybe I dropped it on the way home.
Pray you didn't. Wow, what an idiot. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
I was talking to a close friend of mine yesterday, and he says, hey, I'm having a baby. And it's his first baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. He goes, what do you think? And my first reaction was, I'm a little jealous.
Oh, wow.
It was the first time in my life I've ever felt like that. And he wasn't expecting to have a baby. But he's like, I'm having a baby. And I think his reaction was, what do you think about me having a baby? Talking about him?
Right.
And I was like, man, good for you. I'm so jealous. I never felt like that.
Wow.
I know. Do I have a biological clock?
I guess so. I mean, I would say that's what that is. Like, you're starting to feel it. And you feel like it's ticking. And you want that in your life. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's ticking as if it would tick out. Because mm-hmm. my body... Listen, we got it much easier. Men can have babies till their 70s.
Right.
Right. Well, okay, so, yeah, you're right. It's probably not ticking, but you're getting it wound up.
Yeah. Something. Like, I'm just, I don't know, but
you're finally, like, craving it.
I actually felt that. And I was like, dang, man. And then Eddie and I were talking about it, and we were like, man, can you believe that? And, I mean, Eddie heard, too. Eddie started crying.
I cried.
It's a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was a whole thing. We're getting... all emotional in our older age. I did have our friend Brent, who runs a station in Bakersfield that we're on. He's turning 40 this year. And he's like, what are you doing for your 40th birthday next year? And I was like, oh, I haven't even thought about that. Like, zero. I'm just trying to get through Idol. I'm just trying to get through. And he's like, what's coming up? And I was like, well, I'm sure Amy will have something huge planned for me. No pressure.
Yeah, zero pressure.
You did,
yeah.
Though, right, Amy?
Yeah, for 40, obviously.
Yeah, it's gonna be a blowout. It's going to be a blowout. Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah, because unless I have a girlfriend, no one's going to plan it except you.
Yeah, and I will.
You and Eddie, I guess, will have to be in.
I got it.
We'll do so. I'll cook something.
Lordy, look who's 40.
Wait, no, not cook something. It's got to be monster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. No okay. pressure.
No pressure.
But by the time I'm 40, I need to have somebody pregnant and a big birthday party.
Yikes.
On my birth-
Wait, the clock is ticking.
How we feel about that one?
I don't know.
But anyway, he told me and I was like, oh, when I tell you off the air, you're going to be like, oh, wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bobby Bone,
come on. Over on the phone is Lauren in New Orleans. Lauren, how are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
What's happening? Did you call me? Did I call you?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning. Well,
oh, not really yet, but you got to go morning studio.
You know, I knew it was something.
You know. She's like, you know. All right, let's do it again. Try it again.
You know.
Do it again. Do it again.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
There you go. Much better. How you doing, Lauren?
Thank you. I'm doing okay.
What's up with you?
Hanging out, watching the news on the TV, listening to you guys on Facebook.
Oh, cool. So you're watching the show as it's happening.
Yes.
All right, love that. Why don't we give the 60-second showdown a challenge? How do you feel about that?
I feel almost okay, but I just heard the last one, and I'm, like, really not good with 90s stuff, so don't give me any of that.
Well, the last time we played this, the woman, she had three category options, and she picked 90s sitcoms. But you're going to have two options here. Which category you want the most? Do you want the today's country category? How do you feel about country music and today, and do you know a little bit about it?
You know, I listen to country music. That's the only stations I have on my radio.
Okay, I like that.
But I don't know who plays what.
Mm, that's trouble. Oh. Okay, or the Bobby Bones show. Like, do you know enough about this show?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for 2 years because of my time schedule change. I was I'm a paramedic, but I moved from night shift to day shift, so now I listen to you guys in the morning.
Well,
on the way to work.
You have your option. I have two categories left. Do you want today's country or the Bobby Bones show?
I'm going Bobby Bones.
She's going Bobby Bones.
Wow.
There it is. There it is. Now,
okay.
You'll have 60 seconds from the end of the first question. If you get all 10 questions right, you win $100 of my cash. If you don't,
okay.
I keep it. And I, listen, I'm torn.
Well, you can keep it.
Because I'm rooting for you. But also, I like to keep my own money because I work hard for them. I work hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. Boom. All right, ready?
Ready.
The category is the Bobby Bones Show. Timer ready. Here we go. What is my favorite color?
Red.
Correct. What college did Lunchbox go to?
You went to Arkansas. He went to Texas.
Anita, answer what college did Lunchbox go to. Incorrect. What state is Morgan number two from?
Illinois.
Incorrect. Who is Amy's all-time favorite country artist?
Luke Bryant.
Incorrect. Who on the show is a twin?
Damn, I suck at this. Go ahead.
She's working blue, too. She's dropping bad words.
Wow.
Who on the show is a twin?
Oh. No clue. Pass.
Okay. What city does Mike D's girlfriend live in?
No clue. Pass.
You're really struggling here. I'll be honest with you.
I am.
I know. What kind of car does Lunchbox drive that just hit 200,000 miles?
I don't know, but he wants a Corvette. He'd give a pinky for it.
She said you give a pinky.
Yeah. And I would.
Boy, you really struggled there. I'll be honest with you. No comment?
No comment.
No bad words?
Nope.
First person to ever curse in this segment, by the way.
Yeah.
My favorite color is red. What was my first dog's name?
Dusty.
Correct. What college did Lunchbox go to?
UTSA.
University of Texas, San Antonio. What state is Morgan number two from?
Kansas.
Correct. What's the name of the gyms that I own in Nashville?
Tidal.
Tidal Boxing. Correct. Amy's favorite all-time country artist is?
George Strait.
Correct. Who on the show is a twin?
Ray.
Raymundo. That's right. What city does Mike D's girlfriend live in?
Austin.
That's correct. Who was my first ever radio interview?
Hootie. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, I would have also accepted Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
And then what kind of car does Lunchbox drive?
Altima.
A Nissan Altima. That's
you
right.
See, I was going to go Corolla.
And you would have been wrong there, too, I'll be honest with you.
But close.
Too, but yeah. I knew, you know, it was close.
Well,
was
listen, I'm glad you called. I appreciate you listening. I think what you do is pretty noble job, too, man. That's awesome.
No, I didn't. I did not do a noble job.
No, your job that you do.
Well, listen, thank you very much, Lauren. Better luck next time for Lauren, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So 1 in 5 Americans feel like they have some type of undiagnosed anxiety disorder, and this comes from new research. And it also shows that like 35% of Americans attribute anxiety to social media alone.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, God, I feel like it's just, it's on the rise. I think we can all have, for me, it's been different seasons of my life. I don't feel like I experience it every day, but I know that I have had anxiety where it does cripple me for a time. But yeah, some people that have to deal with it on the daily like that, or if they're letting something like social media stress them out, yeah, that's hard.
I think just taking it away from social media, I don't get anxiety from social media, but I think a lot of times you may not even know that you have an anxiety disorder, even if it's minor, because you may not, you know, have any sort of mental health education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of people probably have something going on and they don't know. They just attribute it to, well, you know, I get nervous or scared, or I don't know why this is happening, but I don't have time or, you know, the money to actually go and see what's up. You know, for me, there was never, therapy never was a thing when we were kids. One, because it wasn't really welcomed. People saw it kind of as weak. And then two, when you're broke, you're not trying to go to the therapist.
Right.
You're trying to get your hamburger helper. You're trying to get that. So I would think there's probably a lot of undiagnosed, just mental health issues, not even just anxiety. But yeah, then people get on.
That's a good point. I like that point. The not knowing what it is. Because I think when I was younger, I look back on, I have a very vivid memory of me in college, like having sort of a anxiety attack of sorts when I was like, it had to do with laundry and me in school and studying all the things. And I remember being in my room and I call my mom and I'm like freaking out, but I literally couldn't. It's like I couldn't even get up to get it done. Like it was just so overwhelming. And then it was later when I was in therapy that I discovered, but it was like way later.
It wasn't even about the laundry at all. It wasn't.
I was
issue.
Having an anxiety yeah. attack based on some stuff that was going on. And then I think, you know, you can have different, yeah, if you're aware of it. So that's a really good point. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'll take that.
Being aware. But don't let... Were you going to say something about social media? Like, I hate that that is kind of being a contributing factor. Do you feel like it ever adds to some of the anxiety you have?
No.
No?
Social media for me, no.
Nope. None?
I'm very aware that it could, so I kind of am able to go, eh. It doesn't even matter that much to me. Like, I get on, I post my stuff on Instagram. I don't read the comments that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. For me, no. But for a lot of people... I just had a lot of experience over there.
Yeah.
And I know what to put myself in the middle of. All right, what else?
So this teenage daughter or stepdaughter maybe of this man that's about to take a 32-hour flight from Australia to Houston, he was going for work and she kind of confronted him like, Dad, like you snore, you're horrible to be next to and you're about to take like a 32-hour plane trip and people are just not going to like it. So she had him put together little care packages to pass out to anybody
Funny.
Sitting next to him.
Like a crying like, baby, like what they do. Yeah.
Yes, except for he's a grown man and he was apologizing for his snoring and he included like a handwritten note and earplugs.
Yeah, that's really good because even if it is bothersome, you go, well, he did give me some candy.
Right. And like some earplugs for me, which was
that's
thoughtful.
Pretty funny though. And the daughter did that. But that's funny because we've heard of people doing that with babies. And even then we go, what a great idea. What a novel concept to go out and go, here's some M&M's. Sorry, our baby's going to cry.
Like to get ahead of it. Mm.
Does your baby cry in airplane's lunchbox?
No, he sleeps. I tell him, hey, go to sleep. And he goes to sleep. Really, get on the plane. He'll play around for about 5 minutes. You give him pacifier, out.
I wish you guys could do that to me on airplanes. Pacifier out. I don't sleep well on planes. Amy, what else?
Well, speaking of babies, there was a baby born recently that was 13 pounds.
Oh, I saw this. It wasn't even a full term.
Yeah. It looks like she's calling it her little mini sumo wrestler, the mom is. And yes, she wasn't even like supposed to give birth. It was an emergency cesarean. She probably had another week or so of that baby growing. But just to give you an idea, in case you don't know much about babies, the average baby weight at birth
Let me guess. I'm going to say 7.5 pounds.
Wow, look at you. It's 7.3.
Okay. That's what I would guess. And that's double.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Can you imagine? She had that big old baby inside of her. And now, yeah, needless to say, the baby is not fitting into any of the cute little newborn outfits that people had for
her. Yeah, that's a quick jump.
Yeah. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When Devetta Farrow took over as the principal of Coke Yard Elementary School in Indiana, she was kind of startled to see how many students were not wearing their proper uniform. She learned that the students were struggling to wear it because their parents couldn't keep things clean or didn't have enough money to actually clean the clothes. So she went into a lot of these community meetings and like, hey, we just need some money. And she worked at the local church and they helped deliver a brand new washing machine and dryer to the school campus. And now the washing machine and dryer help these kids kind of stay ahead of the game and keep their uniforms clean. And, you know, that's a big deal because if you don't come to school looking like the others, people make fun of you. I had that happen to me a lot. Dirty clothes or the same clothes every day. Although I do like uniforms.
Yeah, I do too.
I like uniforms. And so thanks to the generosity of the community and the church, she's seen a decrease in behavioral issues and absences from the school and just a bit more confidence. Because listen, a lot of kids bully because they're hurting inside because something's not going right with them. A lot of kids get sad because something, and I think even something like this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Just making sure they can keep their clothes clean. Man, that's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, this time every morning, you get this little gem of comedy. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What does a witch use to do her hair?
What does a witch use to do her hair?
Scare spray.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's a good one. That's one of the best ones yet. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah, scare spray.
I know. I just never know with you guys.
I know. It's like the drafts that we do. Who knows? It's all tough. Who knows who's going to win what? All right, nice work, Amy. Appreciate that.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
So another round of celebrity name drop. All these songs mention a celebrity, and so Raymundo is going to play the clip, and it beeps out the celebrity that's named. All we have to do is get it right.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Song number one.
If it ain't cool to you, ever knew off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox.
What?
Play the blank right above the Tupac. Go ahead. You can listen to it one more time. When the clip ends, that's when the answers are due. Go ahead.
If it ain't cool to you, wear a noodle off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the right above the Tupac. Or you get
okay,
lost.
I think I got it.
Okay, play the blank right above the Tupac. I'm in. I'm playing, by the way.
Oh,
oh gosh.
Which, by the way, you know what my song should be? Eddie and I were talking about this. If I win, it should be, yo, unbelievable. Oh!
Well, that's fun.
Because we played it the other day, and I was like, what a fun song.
Yeah.
So if we can find that, let's cue it up.
All right, you're going to play this game?
I'm playing this one. Oh, yeah, I wrote boy. It down. Amy, what do you have?
Travis Tritt.
Travis Tritt's what I have, too. Play the Travis, because it's also T.T. Travis Tritt above the Tupac.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Lunchbox?
Thomas Rhett.
You know, good guess for the T.
Yeah, that's why I have it.
Eddie?
Travis Tritt.
Oh! All right, play that version, please.
If it ain't cool to you, wear a noodle off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis Tritt right above.
Good. All right, next one up. Three of us remain. Hit it up.
She's a good girl. It's crazy about loves horses. And her boyfriend, too.
Ooh, Amy, it could be one of two things.
I'm in.
Play it one more time, Raimondo.
She's a good girl. It's crazy about loves horses.
Why does it sound like a bad word? All of these sound like a bad word.
Amy, she's crazy about
Elvis.
I have Elvis. Eddie?
I have Elvis.
Play it.
She's a good girl. It's crazy about Elvis.
There we go, there we go, there we go. How many are there, Raymundo?
I got five here.
Okay, all right. We're all three still in it. We have three more.
Come on.
Dude, that's a good one.
Yeah, a real good one.
Nice job. All right, that bad word song you were singing. All right, play it one more time, Raimundo.
I'm in.
I have Coldplay. Amy.
I also have Coldplay.
Eddie.
I too have Coldplay.
Oh, okay, let's see. Here we go. Nice job, team. Nice job. Okay, we have two more. All right, hit me again, Raimundo.
Might sit down on my diamond, play tailgate, put in my country ride, hip hop mixtape, little Conway and little might just make it rain.
I know this one.
Okay. I'm in 100%.
Oh, everybody know this one?
Yes.
A little Conway, a little beep. Okay, Amy.
Yeah, T-Pain.
T-Pain is what I have too. Eddie?
T-Pain.
Wow, play it for us, Raymundo.
Might sit down on my diamond play tailgate. Put in my country ride.
Yeah, hop, mixtape.
A little Conway and a little T-Pain. T-Pain.
There it is.
Might just right. Make it rain.
Make it rain. All right, one more.
Popping on my iPod, popping on the subs in the back of
my
crew.
That's a quick one. Let's do it again. Hit that again.
What?
Popping on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the back of my crew.
I know it. Got blank. Sure. Pumping on my iPod. You hear it again, Amy? Amy.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time.
Popping on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the back of my crew cab.
Funny how dated songs are, because just iPod makes it.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want it again, Amy?
Sure.
Okay, one more time.
Popping on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the.
All right. I have mine. I got it.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right.
Shoot.
Beep. Beeper.
I've got a...
Okay, I'm guessing.
Okay, Amy?
Got Tupac thumping on my iPod.
Close. It clip actually almost says it.
I know.
It's not what? All the way beeped out. You've already missed it, but listen again and see if you can hear what the clip almost says.
Popping on my iPod.
Oh, Lil Wayne.
Yeah. They didn't right. Beep it all the way. Got Lil Wayne bumping on my iPod.
I got it, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Got Lil Wayne bumping on my iPod.
I think Tim McGraw was ever listening to Lil Wayne, though, really.
Probably.
Yes.
I would think so.
Because Jansen and Lil Cash wrote that song.
Right.
Chris Jansen and Lil Cash wrote that song. Do you think he just left it in?
We should ask him that next time he's here.
Yeah, we should. Okay, it's Lil Wayne. Is there a tiebreaker, or are we just going to both be winners?
That's all I got.
Okay, play Eddie's song first, please. Here we go. Here he is. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. I mean... This is fun in all, but it's high.
Thank you,
dude. Hey, you too, Bones.
All right, play my song. Here we go. Well, this is not the...
Yeah, you got to cue it up.
We'll get
part.
Better at it. Where it goes. Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh! That's what we'll do. All right, well, listen. We came to a good tie here.
Yeah, when you're playing it, you're going to be hard to beat.
Well, I mean, neither one of us missed. I thought you all did a fantastic job.
Thank you,
yeah,
man. Thank you.
That was very close.
Hey, applause all around. Back slaps all around.
There we go. This is the Bobby Ball Show.
I love when Morgan number two goes on a date and comes back with a story. Because somehow, she either finds the weirdest dudes or the weirdest situations happen to her. So, when did you go out with this dude?
It was probably a couple days ago.
And how did you meet him?
On a dating app.
Okay, so Morgan number two, if you're new to the show, is now 26 years old. She runs all of our digital. She looks like, what celebrity would you say Morgan number two mostly looks like?
I always say Kristen Bell.
Oh, solid pick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Looks like Kristen Bell. Very good. So you meet this guy on a dating app, and how long do you guys talk on the app before you decide to go meet up?
We probably talked for about like 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
And then we decided to go on a first date.
Did you go app to text to date?
Yes.
And was the first date drinks or dinner?
It was like drinks and appetizers.
Okay. And that's where this whole thing happened?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
What happened?
Okay. No, she's just going to tell you a scenario and you tell me if it's weird or not. Go ahead.
So I went on this date. The date was fine. Nothing like great or bad. It was just fine.
Who did he look like? I always like to picture things in my head. What celebrity did he look like? Because I'm picturing Kristen Bell sitting at a table, if I'm a listener right now, which is you. And he looks most like...
Gosh.
You can say anybody kind of looks like. She has to look him up.
What color hair?
She has to look him up to remember what he looks like. She's like, oh, great.
Like brown or blonde?
He's like blonde-ish, and he's kind of like a little bit taller than me.
So like Cody Simpson?
Just a little bit taller than you. You're 5 foot. Yeah, like maybe like 5'6".
Okay.
Oh, wow. How do you feel about guys that aren't tall but are taller than you?
It's literally no difference to me because I'm so short.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. Gosh, I don't know. I'll show him to Eddie, and Eddie can decide what he looks like.
Okay.
So
you go out, you're sitting, and you're having appetizers.
Yeah, and so it's fine, and then we get ready to leave, and like the waitress is like, do you want boxes for the leftovers? And I never take home leftovers. I just feel awkward if I do, for whatever reason. So I don't take them. But he's like, yeah, sure. And so he gets his leftovers, and then he takes mine and puts them in a box and takes them home. And I was like, never seen that one before.
Like your food that you ate out.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, yep, that happened. I didn't say anything because I just really didn't know what to say. But I just kind of like left and I was like, this is kind of a turn off because I don't really know how to feel about it. It was just kind of like, that's never happened to me before.
That's an interesting scenario because, one, I can respect the fact that it's food.
For sure.
Take it with you. But it is food that she's eating off of.
Yeah,
it does throw a little wrinkle in it there. And listen, for a long time, I was broke. I would take any food. Does he have a job where he probably...
Yes, he makes nice money.
Okay, so he's not doing it because he needs the food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yes. This reminds me of my friend that was dating that guy, and he had, like, a lot of money, and he would take a bottle of wine to her house. They would drink some of it, and if they didn't finish it, he would bottle it up and take it back home.
I remember
and
that.
She was like, so more, I mean, that's sort
this is just how they were raised, right?
I think
we all have these parts of us that were raised in certain ways.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But her, like, the bottle of wine you pour, like, her fork and mouth and was touching her food. And then he took it.
So did it make you not want to go out with him again that he did that?
A little bit, because it wasn't even like he asked. It was just kind of like assumed and it just happened. And I was like, I don't know how to act right now. And I don't like being uncomfortable or awkward, especially on a first date. So I just kind of was like, I'm probably not going to go out again because there could be more uncomfortable, awkward things coming and I'm not ready for them.
Okay. First of all, you can't let this shut it down. Because everybody's got something that's going to hit you and go, oh, that feels weird how you do that. Because I think this is just part of his raising, right? It has to be
totally.
Something he was growing with.
Yes.
It is a little awkward because I didn't think about it, but I can't hate on him for it. But you can't, and again, I feel like I'm talking to a mirror here because right. I'm single too and I find things and I'm working through therapy right now about this. But you can't if there are other reasons, and this was just kind of the one that you can identify and go, for sure, I need a way out. I get it. But as weird as it could be, Amy, because that's right. It's kind of weird that he took her food too, right?
Yes. I mean, yeah, it is weird, but I don't know that it's a...
Right. It's not a deal breaker.
A deal breaker, yeah.
But you weren't going to take it home and he paid for it, right?
Yeah. So that's why I didn't know if it was weird.
Did you kiss him?
No, we didn't.
See, because he figured if he was going to kiss you, he was going to get those germs anyway, so might as well eat your food.
Okay, so you cannot let that...
What if you later found out he took yours home because you didn't want it to go to waste and he fed it to his dog? That'd be cute.
Yeah, that would actually be good even.
Yeah, that would
be
cute.
He was like, hey, I'll take hers because it's food for the dog.
Yeah. I feel like you need to find out what happened with the food.
Wait, okay, so if he did feed it to his dog, though, would you want to date him?
Yeah,
you'd be back on?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the real deal breaker?
There's more. I mean,
like
he talks
like
about himself a lot.
When he talks, or
some people
first
have a nipple ring because Amy hates dudes with nipple rings.
Yeah,
apparently.
Nipple rings would be a no go. But so, like, would you? But on a first date, to be fair, sometimes when people are nervous, he maybe was just talking. And I know you probably need to watch like talking about yourself too much, but that could be like a first date nerve thing, like the talking about. Him.
I think he left that date maybe knowing two things about me, so I don't think
wasn't even inquisitive.
Not
show Eddie
very.
A picture. I got to see who this guy looks like.
Me too. Now I need to know.
Let me give everybody a little tip about even first dates, but interviews. But anytime you meet somebody, ask a lot of questions. Just period. Because let's say that Amy, you and I were going on a first date, and I just asked you questions about you the whole time, and I was really inquisitive about who you were, how you grew up. Even if I talked just a little, you would leave going, "We had the greatest conversation." It doesn't
and you
have
would
to be
leave
50,
okay
50.
With that because I didn't have a chance to ask questions about you?
I mean, if you didn't pop in a few, sure. But I'm saying I go in and I'm, even if I even lean more so of talking about you, you feel like it's even.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I lean talking about me, you feel like I dominated and I'm very selfish in my conversation.
Right. Okay.
Eddie, who's he look like?
Very interesting.
I need to come see. I can't.
Oh, my goodness. Now Amy wants to see him.
I'm going to say like Chip Gaines 10 years ago.
Okay, so he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
He's so cute, and he has a dog.
Let me see the picture.
He has a dog. He probably fed that
dog. He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he
He fed the dog,
like
you think, Amy?
My sister's husband.
Mm-hmm. This is... Eddie, that's a good pick. Chip Gaines a little bit. Yeah.
But not now. 10 years ago.
He kind of looks like your type a little bit,
Does he have more pictures?
Okay, we're not going through the poor guy's
Instagram. But I'm into him now.
And so are you going to go out with him again or no?
Yes. You have to. He fed it to that cute dog. Is that his dog?
Go ahead.
It is his dog.
You gonna go with him? You can say no. We're not gonna judge you.
No, I don't think so.
It wasn't even the food.
Okay. It was also like he was just really into himself, and then that kind of just was the cherry on top. And I was like, you got a lot going for yourself right now.
Okay.
Well, let me say this as an update. You know, I'm having coffee with a girl on Wednesday. We talked about this.
Yeah.
And I will today follow up beforehand and be like, "Hey, everybody, we're doing this, right? You know, we're still going out. Not
good.
Everybody.
Oh, good,
just
good,
her.
Good, good,
just
good.
Because yeah. The last time this happened, it was trouble. So we have tomorrow.
You don't have to put that in your follow-up
but
text to her.
I don't be like, "Hey, last time this happened, everybody got
with
mad
this
at me.
Other girl."
So, but tomorrow we're supposed to have coffee, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna hit her up today.
Good.
And be like.
Just thinking about you.
No, I'm not doing that.
No.
But are you? Have you?
Not a whole lot. No.
Okay.
Not a whole lot.
Because don't say like, "Oh, I just remembered we have a date tomorrow." You know what I mean? Like, don't.
Guys, I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I just don't feel like I should.
Do you or do you not?
I don't feel like I should have to check in, but I'm going to just for the sake of.
FYI, I'm only checking in. I'm not because I'm thinking about you, but
because everybody's pressuring me to.
Just
because,
like, I don't want you to make other plans.
If it was like the third date or something, I'd be like, "Hey, can't wait to hang out again. We haven't been out yet, and it's a coffee." Anyway.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm gonna get on and go.
Good.
Hey. We're still on for tomorrow, right?
There we go.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay. Morgan number two, sorry the day didn't work out.
It's all right.
What app do you want to say or no?
Oh, Bumble.
Okay. All right, there you go. Anything else, Amy?
No. I did want to update on what he did with the food.
What kind of job did he have?
He was in the medical field.
Dang.
Like medical sales or like a doctor?
Dang, doctor. Doctor,
a doctor or medical sales?
He's a doctor. She's nodding her head.
How old is he?
How does Morgan Ernst get dentists and doctors? Like, it's just like anybody that's rolling in it. And then some dude comes along that's like a struggling musician who's just beards all grody, got flies out of his armpits. She's like, "I'm into him."
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A woman in Virginia decided she wanted some chicken for lunch, so she rolls into Chick-fil-A, parks her car, and as she gets out, she forgets her phone is in her lap, and it drops, boom, down the storm drain. So she goes in, and she's all upset. She gets her food, and she's looking down there. How am I going to get that? Chick-fil-A employee comes out and goes, "Here, ma'am, let me get that for you." He lifts up the manhole cover and jumps down into the storm drain.
You know, and good for him, but I'm telling you, these Chick-fil-A employees are getting a little braver each time something goes on. Good for him. I feel like now there's a pressure to work at Chick-fil-A to do amazing things if people come in with issues.
Yeah, it's more than just like my pleasure.
Yeah, it's like I'm obligated to save your phone in a manhole. I'm looking at the picture of him now, and he's in, up to his neck, he's in a manhole. You know what? In the end, good for him. But if you're listening right now and you work at Chick-fil-A, you don't have to risk your life for other people's phones or shoes or the one person was choking. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good,
cut the seatbelt.
One.
Do that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. All right, anyway, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, here are the biggest three songs in country music right now as we do Tuesday's top three. Amy, I'm going to sing the song, say the song to you, sing it back.
Okay.
At number three, Cole Swindell, Loved You Too Late.
Don't know that one. Normally I can kind of feel it out.
Yeah.
Loved you too late.
All right, let's see how close you are.
She's out there rolling down some old interstate. Wide open,
yeah. Didn't know that one, huh?
That's number three?
Mm-hmm.
In the country?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wide open, yeah, okay.
Okay, fair. I like your honesty here. I don't know that I would have been able to sing it back either. I'm going to be honest with you. I know the wide open. Oh, we played that with them back in the day on the
record.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Okay, number two, Amy, sing it back. Chris Jansen, Good Vibes.
I'm feeling that good vibes. I'm talking about good times.
I'm getting them
good. That's a good one. You got that one right. All right. And then the number one song in the country this week, Amy, can you sing back Matt Stell, Prayed for You?
Every single day I couldn't see your face. I didn't know your name, but I prayed for you.
Yeah, there she goes. You got that one too. Congrats to Matt Stell. Good for that guy. Arkansas boy like myself. And then, Amy, the number one pop song. Can you sing Lizzo, Truth Hurts?
Oh. Well, why me and God should it matter to me, thank.
Okay, correct, close.
Why me and God should it matter to me, like.
You got the melody, go.
I sound so dumb and I'm not a man, like. Wow,
dumb, 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 dumb. It gets, why men great till they gotta be great. There we go.
Why men great till they gotta be great.
You got it right. You're good enough. That's been number one for 6 weeks on the pop chart. There you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, so who came to your house?
Craig from Southern Charm. And he's on Bravo on Southern Charm. There's 6 seasons. Like, he's been around. He's like, what? He's the main guy. He's one of the main guys. He's been there since season one.
So, respectfully, I've never seen Southern Charm.
Right, which is totally fine. But if you watch Bravo, you totally know what I'm talking about. And when I put on Instagram that he was coming to my house, I had no idea, like, what level people were going to be freaking out. But, like, Ray's girlfriend was texting me, like, OMG, I cannot believe Craig is at your house. People that we know, like, that are, like, the friends of ours, like, that in the industry that I didn't know, they were DMing me on Instagram. They're like, I cannot wait to hear how this went and what happened. Like, Craig fans came out of the woodworks.
What's his, like, role on Southern Charm?
I will say they kind of make him just seem sort of dumb and, like, not motivated and lazy and just confrontational party boy, like, really pretty and just, but he's actually, like, has so many layers to him and is really smart and kind and has a lot going on. And I was like, wow, they have not paint, like, you're so much, there's, you're like an onion and I'm peeling you back. And, like, they, reality TV has done you wrong. Like, this is not who I thought you were. And he's like, I know, it sucks.
Is he so pretty though?
He's very good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he came up to your house to record an episode of your podcast.
Yes.
It's not out yet.
Not out yet. It's going to come out at the end of the month. So, but he was in Nashville, so we went ahead and just did it while he was here. He's having a pillow party because he sews these pillows now. And he
Wait,
sews
what?
Them. I know. Not a pillow party at my house. He was having
he sews
it at
pillows.
Jesse James Decker store, Kittenish or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, he sews pillows and he did it kind of like a book tour. He's going around the country hosting pillow parties and people come and buy pillows and he signs them and hangs out. But so yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about it. The episode's fantastic, but it took us a while to record and he, I think probably because he kept wanting to get up to get tequila or something like I didn't, he when he got there, I didn't have, like, alcohol. I jokingly said, like, here's some Topo Chico. Haha, if you need a little tequila in there. He's like, actually, yeah, that'd be great. So, and he drank. Him and his friends, they were amazing, but they were at my house for 4 hours.
4 hours?
That's a long time.
Who is, it's, this is an interesting question. Who's the most famous person that you think's famous that people other people in your, around you don't even, like, think's that famous?
Ooh.
You know, because, like,
Craig.
This is an example, like, Craig, right? So, if you had to think, somebody that you think is super cool. For example, when I met Kate Flannery, who's on Dancing with the Stars or what, you know, from The Office, I was freaking out. But people are like, I don't even know who that is. Because she's like a secondary character on The Office. So the same kind of thing. Who is it that really isn't famous to other people? But you like, another one would be Bill Simmons. I listen to his podcast a lot. Unless you're a sports guy, you probably wouldn't know who that was if he's walking through the airport.
Yeah.
Amy, who would yours be?
I mean, probably some of the housewives, like, and so probably a lot of Bravo people to me, but like.
So if Bill Simmons walked in, you wouldn't know who he was. And
no.
If any housewife walked in, I would have no idea.
If Vicky walked in, would you know?
Vicky.
You don't even know her last name. Mm-mm. You just know Vicky. She's the OG housewife.
Mm-mm. Lunchbox, okay. Who's yours?
Oh, it's easy. Johnny Bananas.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who that is.
One of the most famous challengers in history, him and CT. And if they walked in this room, you guys would have no idea, but they are super famous.
Eddie?
I feel like a lot of athletes. Like, I saw R.A. Dickey, who's a pitcher, at one of my kids' school events, and I was, like, geeking out, but no one knows who R.A. Dickey is.
Hi, knuckleballer, right?
Yeah, that's so, it.
Yeah, back
you
in the
do.
Day. Yeah. Well, Amy doesn't know R.A. Dickey.
Right,
definitely
correct.
No.
Yeah. You guys, if you want to check out this podcast, you can subscribe to Amy's podcast now, and that episode will be up soon.
Yeah, that way it'll load right up that as soon as it's in there. Boop, you've got it.
Right in there. Right
Four
today.
Things with Amy Brown.
Mine with Rodney Clausen goes up. The guy's written so many number ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like 24, 25,
wow.
26. I was kidding with him. I was like, so your net worth says it's about one, you made about $1 billion here.
He didn't disagree.
He did.
He's so laid back and cool. But search for the Bobby Cast and subscribe there.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. We're going to play Name That Food. Okay, what's going to happen is Raymundo is going to play a song and the food will be beeped out of the lyrics. We got to insert the food.
Nice.
So I'm going to play. I don't get to play it very much, but Raymundo, give us an example.
Song of the South.
Nice.
Oh.
Sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Okay. So that should be song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and shut my mouth.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut love my it. Mouth.
Okay, it's fun.
This is already making me hungry.
Yeah. Okay, ready. Everybody get your pens.
Yeah.
Let's go with song number one.
Toes up, middle gym. She was planning a welcome home barbecue. Grandma's recipe.
That's great.
Okay. I know this one. There we go.
Oh, boy.
I'm in.
In.
I'm in. Amy.
Green bean casserole.
Lunchbox.
Apple pie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lunch has been eliminated. Eddie.
What?
Green bean casserole.
There it is. Green bean casserole.
Lunchbox, we say that every day on the show.
Yeah, we sing
middle
it all the time.
Gym, she was planning a welcome home barbecue.
Green bean casserole.
What?
Grandma's recipe.
All right, three remain. Next up.
She likes it when I bring home a fresh and mix up a picture of margaritas.
All right, do it again.
See?
Do it again, Raimundo.
I'm actually hungry.
She likes it when I bring home fresh and mix up a picture of margaritas.
Amy.
Fajitas.
Eddie.
I love this one. Fajitas.
And I also have
fajitas.
She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a picture of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts
also,
all night.
Also, you had the rhyme on that one, too.
Yeah, with yes. the margaritas. Yeah.
Okay, let's do another one. Here we go.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a when she pulled
oh,
up.
Oh, man.
She had to
oh,
be.
Oh, wow, it's not in the rhyme.
Where it next do you know it, Bones? From.
I know it.
I think I do.
I yeah. got it.
I got it. I think.
My answer is going to be so dumb if it's wrong. Right? Crunching on a...
What do you have?
On a what?
Raimundo, would you play that again, please?
But everybody's in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to hear it one more time.
Okay.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a... When she pulled, I don't know if I'm right.
Well, I can almost hear the first part of the word, though, too, I think.
Yes.
I was like, is this really the lyric?
All right, Amy, what do you have?
Pork rind?
Pork rind.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I have pork rind, yeah. too, and I wasn't sure. But he goes, you can almost hear it in the clip. Eddie?
I, too, have pork rind.
Okay, there we go. Hit me, Raimundo.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck. Crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's do another one here.
Don't need no 5-star reservations. I got a cheap bottle of wine.
Oh, no.
You don't know
oh,
it.
Oh, no. I thought it was a bottle of wine. Okay, hold on. I got a.
Don't need no 5-star reservations. I got a cheap bottle of wine.
I'm in, baby.
I'm in.
Guys,
100%.
I don't know this.
Are you serious? Are you sandbagging?
I haven't written anything down.
Okay.
I gotta. What would he have? I'm gonna talk this out.
Yeah, talk it
if
out.
If you guys have it, then I can talk it out,
we're,
right?
Yeah, we're in.
So with wine, you have cheese. Cheese board. Charcuterie plate. Is it? I got a charcuterie plate and a cheap bottle of wine. Huh. What would he have with a bottle of wine? I got it. I think I got it.
There's like a light bulb over your head on
I
that one.
I think this is it. Let's all just say it. We won't say if it's right or wrong or not until the song comes up.
Okay.
Amy.
Spaghetti?
Is that it? If it's not, that's not it. I don't have that. I have caviar.
What?
Eddie?
I got spaghetti.
Oh, no, it's spaghetti. I'm so
yes.
stupid.
Is
it SpaghettiOs?
He says we don't need a 5-star reservation. I got spaghetti in.
Oh, wow. Good for you guys.
But you went with from 5-star to caviar?
I feel like that's in a song somewhere.
I didn't know it. I was just trying to.
I got caviar and a cheap bottle of wine.
It doesn't make mine stupid, though. It doesn't make sense, because if you have a cheap bottle of wine, you're not spending money on caviar.
Correct.
Good for you, too. Raymundo, hit it. Let's see.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap
Guys,
bottle
I would have never
wine.
Got that. Didn't know that was the lyric. Good job, you two.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm out. I've been eliminated. All right, you two are up.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea,
what?
Homemade wine.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah, I thought he was going to go with something else.
This one's right in my wheelhouse, so I would know this one. But
well, I mean,
I'm
I know this song, but it's
it
like
again?
I've...
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, homemade wine.
It's helpless because I didn't know spaghetti, Amy. I know this one, but... When you guys all looked at me foolish, I was like, how do I not know this?
We did. Sorry about that.
No, no, you should have. But I know this one.
I'm in, Amy.
Amy?
Okay,
Sweet tea. Go ahead.
Chicken fried.
Sweet tea, chicken fried,
and homemade wine.
Interesting.
It fits.
I mean, and he has another song called Chicken Fried, so I thought it was like paying ode to it.
Eddie for the win?
I think that this song is chicken
fried. It is. Oh! That's right.
But that's
yes!
not the answer.
Go ahead, it is for the win.
The answer
Eddie.
Is pecan pie.
Yeah, hit it. That's it.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know. Sweet tea pecan pie.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is, our winner. There he just wins. He wins. Nice job, bud.
It's a food game. I got this,
that's
boy.
A good one. Solid win.
Thank you, man.
There he is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, so what happened with your daughter?
Okay, well, Stashira, she's 12 and not used to a normal school setting. And she goes to a place for school, but it's all one-on-one. And they have this 30-minute lunchtime where it's quiet, but other kids are in there eating one-on-one. And Stashira busted out a knife. Like, right away.
She took a knife to school?
A big knife. Like sharp, oh. Not a butter knife. I'm talking like very sharp knife.
Was it a fold knife?
No, it was a knife from the kitchen, but not one you would ever pack in your kid's lunchbox. Like, just.
And how did she get that knife?
Well, she was taking a mango to eat, and mangoes are really hard to get into sometimes. So she was like, oh, I'm going prepared. No more of this wimpy, you know, disposable knife stuff. So she took like the real deal, and it got taken up. Like, right away. Like, whoa, where did you get that? You cannot have that at school. So, went to pick her up, got taken aside. Like, the person that works up front had it and showed it to me. Like, were you aware that your daughter had this at school? I'm like, I mean, part of me in my mind wanted to be, like, smart and be like, oh, yeah, of course. I knew my daughter came to school with sharp
knife. Oh, you wanted to be a smart aleck. You're like, oh, what? Yeah.
But, no, I wasn't aware and just had to have, I mean, obviously she meant no harm. But I know for a fact, like, if she was at a legit junior high, she would have been sent home mm-hmm. or put in suspension or something, because I mean, any kid could say, oh, I brought that for my mango, but really they brought it for, you know,
a knife fight
mm-hmm. or something.
A lot of kids that get in trouble for taking weapons to school use the old mango excuse.
Yeah. It's well known.
Everybody knows the old mango excuse.
Right? I mean, those mangoes, they're
so
tough.
So what's the conversation you have with her?
So I just thought, Stashira, like, you can't take this knife to school. And she was just real matter-of-fact about it. She's like, well, how do you want me to get into my mango? And I said, well, how about we cut it at home? Like, don't decide the morning of you want to take it. Let's decide the night before. We'll chop it up. Real good. We'll put it in your lunchbox already ready to go. No knife necessary.
Eddie, your kids ever been in trouble for taking stuff to school? Not a knife, but they ever take?
No, not that I can think of. They're pretty knowledgeable of like stuff they shouldn't take. I love this story.
We're learning. It's just,
because it makes perfect sense. I need to cut a mango.
Yes.
I'm taking a knife.
That's how Stashira looked at me. It's not like she was in trouble because she didn't do anything wrong. But when I told her, almost like I looked at her like, seriously? And she looked at me like, what? I wanted to cut my mango. What do you want me to do?
And no one noticed her taking a machete out of the house?
Hey, I didn't take her to school that day.
Oh. Ooh, mild shade thrown right there. Did you have a conversation with who did?
Nobody's in trouble. No, I mean, we're all, like, there was an email that went out, like, the whole thing.
Who's
so, like,
from who?
Everybody, I mean.
Did you send a family email?
Anybody that's in charge of the kids, we now have to, like, look, there's just little things I think we get comfortable thinking that they know the rules of
no dangerous weapon to
society,
school.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so it's just like a good reminder to all of us that are with the kids that, hey, we got to double check things.
How are the kids?
They're doing really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think our lows sometimes are lower than they've been, but they're fewer of them. So I feel like that's progress.
Do they still...
The highs are lasting longer, and the lows are coming, but we're just dealing with some stuff maybe that's like low, but that's normal. That's life. And some stuff I'm thankful to have my dad here now, like living in town, because I was at his house and got a call and I was explaining to him what was happening. And I was like, I just can't believe this. This is so crazy. Like, do I need to get them in therapy? And my dad looked at me and he said, Amy, calm down. And he's got 4 kids. And he's like, seriously, he has 8 grandkids. He's like, that's normal. That's what kids do. And I said, did I do that? And he said, yes. I'm like, okay.
Do they still talk about going back to the orphanage or back to Haiti?
Yes.
They do.
Yeah. Did I tell you what Stashira said about those goggles? You know how they make those, what are those called? Those things you put on your head, virtual reality goggles. So her cousins have some and they're really realistic. And I thought this was actually very clever of her. She's super smart, but she is homesick and she does want to go back. And I keep telling her, we can't go back, especially Haiti's just not safe right now. I don't share that necessarily with them, but we can't. And then once it's a little bit better, maybe it'll have been 2 years. I was recommended wait 2 years before you take them back home. So she said, well, Mom, do you think I can get some of those virtual reality goggles that, you know, Adeline and Creed and Gunner have, and we just put Haiti in there, and then anytime I'm homesick, I just put them on. My heart. Because that's how bad she wanted it. She just was like, maybe we could just go inside a video game. But shout out to Marie, who's the Haitian that works at my dad's assisted living place, because she made them Haitian food and cured all their blues. And she made so much. I mean, my heart, I could tear up just thinking about how special that is. Because it's not like she's an immigrant here. Now she's an American. She grew up in Port-au-Prince. She works she works long shifts. And she took time out of her day to cook my kids' food that she barely even knows.
Yeah.
And brought it and brought tons, 4 huge containers. And I said, are we just supposed to make a plate and you take this back? And she said, no, I made extra because that way they can eat off of it for days. And I was just like, my heart. So I've got to find a way to do something for her, because stuff like that, it means more than anything to my kids and then to me. Whew. So now I need to find some virtual reality Haiti goggles.
Oh, if you do, find me a virtual reality girlfriend. I can put that on and act like I'm hanging out.
Okay.
I can just put them on in bed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, baby, how are you? And then she's just there and we're just talking. I don't got to do anything else.
Yeah,
just
no
talk.
Problem.
Just companionship. So let me know when you get that working.
I will. Yes, Bobby
Bones. Halloween's about 2 weeks away, and you'll be taking your kids out.
Yes.
And so they knock on the door and they go trick or treat, which means treat is the candy, but trick means you have to do a trick or give me a treat. Did you know that?
I think I've heard that along the way, yeah.
I've heard it my whole life, but Eddie said there are going to be kids coming to your house.
Yeah, they do every year.
And you don't want to give candy.
Well, I'm thinking about trying it because no one ever does the trick.
He's only going to learn tricks. When they go trick-or-treat, he's not going to give any candy. He's going to do tricks for them.
But that's not what kids want.
But no, right. Then don't ask for it.
Then don't say trick or treat. Don't give me the option because I'm going to Google a trick, and I'm going to do it for them.
That's so funny. Eddie, if you do the penny from the ear, yes. And then you just shut the door when it's over.
Or the thumb one.
Oh, when you act like you turned your thumb apart?
Yes.
So trick or treat, and you say.
Perfect. I got one for you. Watch this, and then I'll do the thumb trick or the missing penny, and they're going to be like, where are the candies? And then have a good night.
Boom.
Boom. Door closed.
There.
I mean, yeah.
Just hold your bag out and say, treat, please.
Also, great. Give me the candy.
Yeah. Plan for your house to get toilet paper or something next week or after they trick or treat.
I heard him talking about that during the break. I thought it was so funny. Also during the break, Raymundo, who runs our board and sits in the glass room, he drinks these tiny Dr. Peppers. Is that what that is?
Yeah, diet Dr. Peppers.
They're mini diet Dr. Peppers. Now, why do you drink the mini ones?
Well, because you're not drinking as much pop then if you're drinking a smaller amount.
And so how many mini ones are you drinking a show?
Well, it's 8 ounces, and I actually knock out a couple of them, so it's 16.
Why don't you just get a big one?
So, which is just basically a big one.
Yeah, I never really thought about that, so I'm actually drinking more than what I should just get a normal can from the vending machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the mini tricks you, though. It makes you think you're really not even drinking that much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I love them. They go down so easy.
So you have another.
Right there. And
why not?
Easy to grab, and yeah.
He's got them stacked up. He's like, I'm doing minis because I'm trying to cut back, but he's having multiple minis instead of just
There's 3 in the trash can. I'm like, what's the point?
We're done. Let's see. Amy, what's happening today?
Well, today I have a meeting with some girls, like, I'm joining this committee called Home Street Home, and they serve the homeless in our area. So it's my first meeting, though. So kind of learning phase, try to figure out how my family can get involved. What about you?
Flying home, thank goodness. I have a Shooting American Idol all day today, and then I'm done in D.C., which I do love it here. But I'll be home tonight, and then tomorrow I get in, and we'll do the show, and then the CMT Artist of the Year Awards are tomorrow, so I'll be out there tomorrow.
Yeah.
So popping right back in to do that. And then Thursday, I have the Ronnie Dunn photo shoot.
Oh, it's this Thursday.
Ooh, good times.
He's been texting me pictures of all the cowboy gear he's putting me in. And I was messing with him a little bit. And he was like, what do you think about this? And I was like, Ronnie, I'm more of a chaps guy. And he's like, well, this is serious. And I was like, yeah, but pink chaps. And I'm just really pushing him, being funny, and he thinks I'm serious.
Yeah, because he's not, like, that kind of funny.
And I don't even know if I'm that kind of funny. But I've had to be like, I'm just playing Ronnie. I'll do whatever you want. Like, we're going to, because it's really going to be a serious shot, and we're going to auction it off. He takes cowboy pictures. I'm going to dress like a serious cowboy. And so we're getting ready for that, too.
That's so awesome.
So, yeah, we're going to go. We've set aside a couple hours to drive down. Drive down about an hour south. He's scouted the location, and Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn is going to shoot me as a cowboy.
Oh, you're going to do it out in the country?
Mm, of course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's a real cowboy.
Wait, wait.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so anyway, thank you guys. We will see you on tomorrow's show. Go vote in our draft. Go over to BobbyBones.com. We drafted our favorite inventions. And boy, it got a little nutty. Our favorite inventions. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. Have a great day. We'll see you Wednesday. Bye, everybody.